the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Taplantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay. We will.
Checking in at
number five.
The president expressed disappointment over reports that North Korea is rebuilding a key missile launch facility. He took questions in the Oval Office today. A reporter asked him about the activity around the launch pad and engine testing site.
What we're going to see, it's too early to see, but we have to solve a problem. We have a very nasty problem there. We have to solve a problem. The relationship is good. I would be very disappointed if that were happening. It's a very early report. We're the ones that put it out. But I would be very, very disappointed in Chairman Kim, and I don't think I will be, but we'll see what happens. We'll take a look. It'll ultimately get solved.
It's a very early report, but we put the report out. Now, obviously it was put out by the administration with the intent to have this conversation. And what I I'm turning over a new leaf here.
Oh.
I'm trying to understand the language patterns of the president, because I think that part of his problem as a politician, and he would argue he's the best politician of all times, and there's a good argument for him being an excellent politician, but as a leader, there are some questions. He knows how to get elected, but can he actually lead in a substantial way in a situation like this? And by telling us everything is fine and the situation is solved, when nothing happened, nothing changed, except for us, we're no longer practicing with the Koreans and the Japanese in case we have to go to war there or anywhere, coordinating our allied assets against some other force, whether it's China, North Korea, Russia, or whatever it is. We're no longer practicing with them. We gave that up, which was, I don't think, a particularly wise long-term strategy. But we did, and we were hoping, and then he hasn't tested any missiles in the meantime. But now things fell apart in Hanoi, and you see North Korea testing the president. And what he's trying to do there in his language is say, I see you. But he's still trying to charm him a little bit.
Right. I'd be very disappointed in you.
I still love you, but please don't disappoint Daddy. But I love you. You don't want to disappoint me.
I don't want to be disappointed.
And I don't think this is how international relations have been traditionally done. And you could make the argument, well, maybe it's time for a change. I don't think so. Because we've had essentially, with the exception of some fiat wars around the world, we've essentially had 70 years of peace on the planet Earth. Right, you go back to how the world wars began. It's when European leaders splintered apart. It's when everybody started fighting with everybody else and deciding, well, I'm going to go take who's the weakest one here. I'm going to go take them. And we're kind of heading toward that. And part of that has to do with sort of with a new direction with the United States of America deciding, hey, you know what, Europe, you're not that important to us. Canada, go blank yourself. Right? I mean, it's not necessarily the best place to be. So the old world order is going away, and the old world order was pretty good for business. Not anymore. Who's best benefited by this, too? It's clearly Vladimir Putin. And again, why are we trying to help that guy? He's really not our friend. I'd like to explain that. Maybe it's not going to work out if I try to explain it.
Number four.
Oh, God. Michael Cohen, back on Capitol Hill today and taking time away from this radio program for our legal analyst.
Very selfish.
Michael Monaco.
Very selfish of him.
He had a closed-door interview before the House Intelligence Committee, and they had these cameras outside the committee. It's like it's a closed-door meeting, but it's still just a door. Why aren't people just going up and listening to the door?
Well, I would do that, wouldn't you?
And it's next to a men's room. And they had a picture of the men. The whole time you're staring at a picture of the men's room, and they go, the committee is right behind this door. And the door was to the men's room. And I'm like, wait a second.
You're pointing at the wrong door.
Is everybody going in there to have the meeting?
Said he brought a lot of records with him because it was a long time behind that closed door.
Yeah, he brought records, and he also brought canceled checks. And those checks have been released. of when Donald Trump wrote him checks that he says were to offset his outlay of payment to Stormy Daniels.
Right. Some were signed by the president. Some were signed by his Donald Trump Jr. And then Alan Weisselberg as financial officer. All of them.
Oh, God. The Donald Trump Jr. signed checks. I don't know how I feel about that. Are those real? All right. This is what Mr. Cohen said to the assembled reporters on his way out.
Everything went very well. I believe that they're happy with my responses. It's been a long day. It's been a long couple of days. But again, I believe they're happy. And I have given them my assurance that any additional information that they need, I'm here to cooperate and will continue to cooperate. So thank you all very much.
Then he walks away with Mike Monaco in tow. And he actually leads Mike Monaco by his scarf. It's weird. It's almost like
beautiful scarf.
That's how we're dealing with Daisy, taking Daisy out to do Daisy's do earlier. All right. Now, here's Adam Schiff, or as the president calls him, Shifty Schiff. You like that? I'm road testing that.
He called him worse than that once.
I did, but I found out I'm not supposed to. Melania told me not to say that in front of people, so I'm calling him Shifty Schiff. And if I happen to make a mistake, so be it.
We had requested documents of Mr. Cohen. He has provided additional documents to the committee. There may be additional documents that he still has to offer, and his cooperation with our committee continues. So I think the members found it an enormously productive session, and we're very grateful for the time. It went on, obviously, a lot longer than anticipated. We expected we would have one day of testimony, but there was more than enough questions for him to last well through a second day.
It sounded like a Mark Trestman team meeting, didn't it?
Where's the energy in this?
That's exactly what Mark Trestman, when he was the Bears head coach, and now the coach of the not-yet-named Tampa Bay XFL franchise, that's how he's going to do it. All right, guys, well, there were a lot of documents that we went through today. A lot of them are, I believe we're going to have a practice a little bit throughout the day with these documents, and then maybe there's enough documents to have a practice again tomorrow. If there's anybody here who needs help with their taxes or parking tickets, please let me know. All right, 3, 2, and 1. But first, Kim, what's happening in the news at the bottom of the hour?
It'll soon be harder to save a dollar in Illinois.
Top 5 continues. We've worked our way, sadly, to
number 3.
Alex Trebek announced this afternoon that he has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He put a post up on the Jeopardy YouTube page.
Yeah.
Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
Now, I will say, yeah. I have a dear friend who was diagnosed with this about 7-8 years ago, and he beat it.
Oh,
still around today.
God bless.
Still at this stage, too. It was one of those things where, because this pancreatic cancer is incredibly swift moving, and it's an awful form of the disease. Metastasizes quickly through the body. Caught it early on, but it was still, you know, at stage 4, and they were able to, and it depends on the types of treatments, but there are some treatments that are actually a key in the lock of pancreatic cancer that have been found.
Yeah, I remember Steve Jobs suffered from pancreatic cancer and ultimately claimed his life. But
right.
That's good to hear about your friend, and
yes.
There's hope for Alex Trebek. He
right.
certainly has the right attitude about it. But it's tough. He said apparently there was news that he underwent brain surgery in December, just a couple months ago, due to a fall. And so he's had some health troubles, and now this news. Tough.
We love him. Alex Trebek,
I do too.
Amazing gentleman of broadcasting. Checking in at
number 2.
I don't know how I feel about this guy, though. R. Kelly. Back behind bars this afternoon, a judge placed him into custody because he owes more than $160,000 in child support. His publicist, Daryl Johnson, says that R. Kelly doesn't have the full amount because he hasn't been able to work.
We were coming expecting that he was going to come and make an arrangement, but they wanted the entire amount. He didn't have $161,000, so we tried to work some things out. It didn't work out, and hopefully we'll get him out by Wednesday next week. There's been a lot of things going on in Mr. Kelly's life.
No.
Lawsuits, all the things that are happening. And he just didn't have the money. I think it was $50,000 or $60,000 that he was willing to pay. And in the end, nobody wins. Kids still, they still don't have any money.
Well, exactly what is R. Kelly going to do to make up that money in the meantime? Right?
Great question. He still hasn't been able to work, and it seems like concerts and are dropping him. He had some international dates that were canceled based on this, what, you know, these criminal charges at hand. And you see the hashtag boycott R. Kelly trending.
And then R. Kelly sat down with CBS Morning Show and Gail King here in Chicago. It aired, the full thing aired this morning. Michael Avenatti is going to join us at 5:40 today to talk about this. He was supposed to be on a little earlier with us, but this was happening all at the exact same moment.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have a little free time with him. But here is R. Kelly. Just this is a little piece. We'll play more of it coming up in the after 5:40. But listen to this.
Robert. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it.
What?
Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
Gotta love Gail King's composure during all that, because she was calmly asking him questions throughout that interview, and he obviously at some point just sort of snapped and didn't want to be answering them anymore.
Yep, for sure.
Now, also, we should just say that one of the young women who he's involved with a relationship currently, those two women living with him, she has now reached out to her parents for the first time in years after that interview aired to tell them that she's okay.
You know, this has come up before with him, where women have you know, this was there was a woman from Florida, the family from mm-hmm. Florida, that a couple of years ago, same sort of thing. They couldn't get a hold. They were worried about it. And they reached down, like, hey, I'm fine. And then it basically had to get dropped. So this playbook has been tried before.
Absolutely.
We learned earlier, he doesn't have, at least in this one of the houses in Chicago that he owned, he didn't have knobs on the door to open the door to get out of the house.
You had to get buzzed out or helped out, I guess.
Yes.
Which tells something.
And, you know, remember they said there were code violations at his, at that studio?
Yeah, but the code violations had to do with you weren't allowed to have a bed or a living arrangement in that particular area.
And they say there was a fire code violation, because that would be a fire code violation too.
Might have, but it's the PMD. It's called the Planned Manufacturing District. You're not allowed to live there. You're not allowed to. You're just allowed to have office space there. So the fact that he had a bed and looked like people had been living there regularly, that was a major violation.
All right, checking in finally at
number one.
Game of Thrones actor Kit Harington.
Yes.
Out publicizing the return of Game of Thrones. It's going to be April 14th on HBO. He was on Colbert last night.
I have my theories. I've had theories all along, and all of them were wrong. You know, they were all wrong. And I'm quite glad I never told anyone my theories, because they were all wrong.
Can you even tell us the wrong theories?
No, because then you see, then you know, then you
what,
count those
not.
Out. I can't say anything.
Yes. Calculate us, eliminate us. We can't
zero.
Do that.
This
okay,
is the problem.
Sure.
This is the problem, Steve.
Right.
I am.
You're a great guest, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm aware of that.
So how's it all going to end?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, if he couldn't figure it out, then none of us have figured it out.
No. And the teaser video they have for the last, you know, final season, I know people are trying to read something into everything every single second, but it just makes me more excited about seeing what's going to happen. I didn't see any clues in that.
It's hard now to do it once a week, though, now that we've gotten used to the binging.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
To space it out like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the worst.
Making you wait for it.
All right, let's close it up.
The top five at five.
Kim Gordon's News brought to you by Cars for Kids.